Good evening, Calvert County and the surrounding area. This is the Calvert Amateur Radio Association's net. Meeting right here on the 146-985 repeater, located in Sunderland, Maryland. This is an open net. All amateur radio operators are welcome to attend. My name is Brian, and my call is Kilo Bravo 3 Whiskey Foxtrot Victor, and I am located in Chesapeake Beach. This is a directed net. I will first call for club officers, then OXCOM members, and then general call for RF members, and then lastly, we'll call for EchoLink members. Those south of 231 or outside of the county should consider using high power. Those north of 231 should consider using at least medium power. If you are using an HD, please use high power. That way everybody on the net can hear your first transmission. This is an analog net. Please make sure your radio is configured correctly for the net. At this time, we are looking for Calvert Amateur Radio Association Club members. Please call now.
W3PQS, Dave and Owens.
Kilo Charlie 3 Romeo, Kilo Papa, Dale in Dunkirk.
W3PQS Dave, KC3RKP Dale, good evening. At this time we're looking for any OXCOM. Any OXCOM members call now, please.
N3Alpha Echo, Sean Huntington.
WB6MCO, Ed in Dunkirk.
And I have N3Alpha Echo, Sean in Huntington, and WB6NCO, Ed. Any others for OXCOM? At this time, any general check-ins, any general RF check-ins, call now, please.
B1 Alpha, Juliet, Whiskey, George, and Solomon.
B3 WRX, Andy and Prince Frederick.
B3 MSB, Mike, Owings.
N3 PPH, Bob and Dare Speech.
Kilo Charlie 3, Romeo Whiskey Tango, Dave in Huntington.
November 3, India, Victor Kilo, Matt and Leslie.
Okay, several stations calling. I heard some doubling, so if you're not on this list, please call again. On the list I have W1AJW, George, K3MSP, Mike, KC3WRX Andy, N3PPH Bob, KC3RWT Dave, and N3IVK Matt. Did I miss anybody?
3LE, Charlie.
This is Kilo John, Lexington Park.
And the station, John and Lexington Park, come again with your call, please.
3 Alpha Kilo.
And the station that keyed up saying this is, come again, please.
Charlie 3, Quebec Delta, Eric in Barstow.
Okay, I have AB3LE, N3 Alpha Kilo, KC3QQD, any others? All right, and this time that doesn't appear to be anybody on EchoLink. We'll go all the way up to the top of the list here and start with Dave, W3PQS, good evening.
Well, thank you, Brian, for taking a net, and I copy everybody very well. One thing I want to pass on here is that please key your mic. Hesitate 1 second. Just that little second, then start talking, because your first syllable gets cut off on this repeater. And I know Brian would appreciate it. Okay, that being said, I'll move forward here. Let's see here. Brian, thank you very much for answering some of my questions on the CARA budget. Those who belong to the club were trying to work on a budget for this year, and Brian did send me something in writing. I appreciate that. Nobody else has. I'm very upset about that. Now, I know you guys got opinions. They're just like ham radio call signs. Please give me your opinion about the budget. It's your club money. We need to have some information on that. So I'd appreciate it. And then the next thing is the tower up at Mount Hope. From what I understand, there's going to be some tower work either the 25th or the 28th or something thereabout. So maybe they're going to take that tower down. I will try to get up there and retrieve our antennas. Hopefully they'll do that and allow us to have our antennas back that the club paid for along with the coax. But we'll see. Maybe not. We'll ask. That's about it. Back over to net control, W3PQS.
Okay, Dave. Very good. Thanks very much for the update on the towers, and hopefully that project will go smoothly, and maybe even give some slight improvement to the coverage of the repeater with that chunk of metal out of the way. We'll clear it, Dave, and pick up Dale, KC3RKP. Go ahead, Dale.
Well, good evening, Brian. Thank you for taking the net again. And good evening to everybody out there. Appreciate you checking in with Brian. I know he appreciates it. We do, too. Things are going pretty good here. Let's see. I know this is not a club meeting, and we got an idea. Whenever we're going to meet in a person again, we're going to do that. But anyway, we met the other night for the AuxCom meeting with Sean. He put it on a very nice demonstration for Winlink and all that stuff. Very, very helpful. But anyway, we need to get into the storage room and see what we have in there as far as radios, equipment. And I found out that we have shirts in there with the Kara logo on it. We have shirts and vests, things like that. But we need to get in there and see what we've got. And, you know, field day's right around the corner here, the 25th, I believe, and 26th of June. And that's right around the corner. Andy and I went down this past week. Looked at the facility. Looks very nice down there at Broom Island. So anyway, that's what's going on. I'm looking forward to everybody meeting face-to-face. And then also Andy has picked up some antennas for us, and we can start building antennas. So Andy's the guy for that. I'll put that on him. So other than that, everything's going good. So again, Ryan, thanks for the net. 73's everybody, and it's KC3RKP back to the net.
Okay, Dale, thanks very much for that info, and we'll look forward to hearing from you next week. Next on the list is N3 Alpha Echo. Go ahead, Sean.
Thanks, Brian. Hello, everybody. Let's see. All I have... this stuff is AuxCom related in a way. The next quarterly Region 5 hospital drill, which is usually on a Thursday, is not going to be on a Thursday. It's going to be Saturday, April the 9th, from 8 o'clock until 12 noon, with the objective of setting up NVIS antennas in some field type of situation. And might even be at the hospital. I have to check with them if we can get into a grassy area down there. And exchange some digital and voice traffic with other hospitals in Region 5. So I just sent out an email about that. If anybody's interested in participating, let me know via email. I'm not sure that I can myself. I'm not sure about that weekend yet, but I wanted to get the word out. And that's about it from here. N3 Alpha Echo.
This is KB3WFE and the Calvert Amateur Radio Association's net on the K3CAL repeater. Thanks very much, Sean. A quick question for you. The email, was it sent to AuxCom or was it sent to the general reflector there, God?
Was sent to the AuxCom.
If folks listening wanted to participate in that or want more information about participating with Oxcom, how do they contact you, Sean?
By email, n3alpha@comcast.net.
Okay, Sean. Thank you very much, and we appreciate that. For those that are listening that may be interested in Oxcom communications or participating in the drill that Sean just spoke about, contact him directly at November3AlphaEcho@comcast.net. We'll clear with Sean and pick up Ed, WB6NCO. Go ahead, Ed.
Very well. Thank you very much. Thanks for running it, and thank you for a nice demonstration last week, Sean. Still hanging out with the Boy Scouts occasionally, and that's about all I got for this evening, and you can check me out. See you later. WB6NCO.
Okay, Ed, thanks very much, and good evening to you. Before I pick up the general list here, let me run down it real quick, because it looks like I fat-fingered a couple calls here, and I want to make sure I have everybody. I got W1AJW, I got K3MSP, I have KC3WRX, this is where the list got messed up. I have N3PPH, I have KC3RWT, I have N3IVK, I have AB3LE, N3AK, my apologies, that's November3AK, and KC3QQD. Did I miss anybody on that list?
I don't think so, Brian, unless somebody doubled, I think you got them all. KC3QQD.
And I see that I have an echoing check-in. Ron, stand by. You're coming up here shortly. On to the top of the list here, W1AJW. George, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. This is W1AJW. On the budget, are we still at $20 for dues for the year, or have the officers voted to increase it? I sent in my $20 last week, and I hope I'm staying current. Back to you, Brian. W1AJW, bye.
George, to my knowledge, the board nor the club has met yet. Their next meeting is the first Thursday in March, which I believe is going to be the 3rd, if I'm correct here on my dates. So March 3rd would be the first Thursday of the month, and that's when the board of directors meets, a half an hour prior to the club meeting. And that's the group of people that make that decision. It would have to be put up for a vote and voted in. And I imagine it would take effect next year's dues, not this year's dues. Speaking of dues, gentlemen, if you have not done so already, the Calvert Amateur Radio Association's membership dues are due. If you have not sent them in, please visit the website at k3cal.org. for the address, or you can use the donate/PayPal link. However, please send the treasurer an email to make sure that he is aware of whatever monies you are planning to pay for your dues. And that's treasurer@k3cal.org. We'll clear with George and my little soundbite of information and pick up Mike, K3MSP. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking the net. As always, appreciate it. Greetings to everybody that's here today. Hope everybody had a good day and got to enjoy at least some of the nice weather outside. I was able to get a little bit done, and I'm really looking forward to this cold being gone. For some reason, it's hitting me a lot harder than it usually does, but I think it's just attitude. I'll be fine. Hope everybody's doing okay, and I'll send it back to Nick, K3MSP.
Okay, Mike, I'm writing it down right now. February 21st, Mike is complaining about the cold, and we'll see how long before Mike complains about the heat and humidity. I'm teasing you, Mike. I'm done with it, too. I'm ready for some warmer weather. But probably after the first dozen mosquito bites, I'll be tired of that, too. We'll clear with Mike. Have a good evening. KC3WRX, the man who's running for Ham of the Year. Go ahead, Andy.
I wouldn't say I'm running for ham of the year, but I'm trying to learn it every opportunity, we'll say that. Yep, Dale's right. I ordered a couple of half-wave NFEDs, and I believe he and Eric and I are all going to put one together. Comes in a kit if anybody's interested in which one it is. It's on the KM4 Kilo Mike 4 Alpha Charlie Kilo website. Not very expensive, right around $40, so it'll be a good little starter for somebody like me that's never actually built an antenna. Anybody else that's interested, I'm sure we can order more, or you could order one, and we could all get together, do whatever, put them together. Did enjoy the air today. Dale and Eric and I were out for a little while this afternoon. Didn't make a whole lot of contacts. I think Eric did. He did a park activation. But Dale and I just played around with some antennas. He played around with his ham stick and octopus. And I played around with a center-fed 20-meter dipole. Got that for free from AB3LE down in Loveby. He gave that to me over the weekend. Wanted to play with that. Got that set up and working and tuning. That was nice. Aside from that, not much going on my end. Hope everybody's enjoying the weather. Had a good time today, and I, too, am looking forward to some warmer weather, and hope we'll see you soon. Back over to you, Brian, KC3WRX.
Okay, Andy, very good. I'm glad to hear that you and Dale and Eric are getting out and playing with the antennas and activating parks and doing all the things that are cool to do in ham radio. I think you three are in the running for the most active hams. You wear me out. You guys wear me out listening to what all you're up to. So have a great evening, Andy, and we'll catch up with you soon here. And now we'll pick up Bob, N3PPH. Go ahead, Bob.
Thanks, Brian. Good evening, everybody. I've been doing a lot on this end to get out and enjoy some of the nice weather today for a change. Of course, I think they're telling us it's going to be cold again. Oh, well. Today, didn't do a whole lot ham radio, but have been playing more HF recently as the bands have opened up, so that's about it for me. N3PPH.
Yeah, okay, Bob. Yeah, some nicer weather's definitely on the way. And we got a little wet here this week, but it's supposed to stay up into the warmer side of things, hopefully. Thanks for doing everything, Bob, and we'll catch up with you soon. And next, on to Dave, a man who's busier than a cat on a hot tin roof, KC3RWT. Hello, Dave.
Good evening, Brian. Good evening, everyone else. I hope everyone had a glorious President's Day. I don't have a lot to pass on to the group, but, yep, I enjoyed the weather today, and I think it's going to get colder and wetter before it gets nice for the rest of the season. So I'll pass it back to Net Control. This is KC3RWT.
Okay, Dave, good to hear you. You're sounding good on the 991. And we'll clear with Dave and pick up N3IVK Matt. Good evening.
Good evening, Brian, and everybody on the net. And 3IVK Matt here in beautiful Loveby, Maryland. Not much to report here, just listening to the traffic here on the net, and yeah, that's about it from here. So, 7-3's to all, and back to net. And 3IVK.
Alrighty, Matt, I feel like I've jumbled up your call. It's November 3, India, Bravo, Kilo, is that correct?
Negative, Brian. It's November 3, India, Victor, Kilo. N3, India, Victor, Kilo.
Okay, Matt, thanks for correcting me on that there. I appreciate that, and have a great evening, and thanks for checking in. We'll clear with Matt and pick up Charlie, AB3LE. Charlie, good evening.
Brian, hello, everybody. Can you copy me okay?
Go for it, Charlie.
Just fumbling. I don't have a whole lot to go for. I was kind of hoping I would unload some more of this stuff I affectionately call dead guy stuff. But the guys that showed up live in apartments, I think, so they can only carry so much back home. Anyway, there's more down here if anybody wants some. I got weed whackers. I got all kinds of projects down here that I'm not going to live long enough to fix. I'm not planning on leaving anytime soon, but I mean, I got a pile of projects. I'll just stop. I think I'm mumbling right now. Anyway, thanks for letting me in the sandbox as always. And I'll be around. I think I'm going to have to pay dues again. You know, I didn't appoint myself malcontent, club malcontent for life to get around paying dues. So I've been not paying dues for so long, I might need to be reinstated. So we'll cross that bridge here in a couple days. See ya. Thanks for doing the net. Bye. AB3LE, I'm clear.
Okay, Charlie, thanks for your support. I know the guys enjoyed whatever they could use from you there. It's always great to see hams help hams. We'll see you later, Charlie. Next on the list is John, N3 Alpha Kilo. Good evening, John.
Good evening, Brian, and everybody on the net tonight. This is the first time checking into this net. I'm obviously in St. Mary's County. So partially I just wanted to see if I could reach this repeater and shout out and say hi to everybody. So good listening to you. And hopefully I'm getting across okay. This is N3AK back to net control.
Yeah, N3AK from KB3WFE in the CaroNet. John, your full copy into the repeater. A little bit of crackle on you, just 1 or 2%, but other than that, you are solid into the repeater. Welcome anytime. It is an open repeater, and the club net is here every Monday night at 7:30. So we'll look forward to hearing from you again. And thanks for stopping by, John. Last on the list here that I have, and we'll put a general call out after we pick up our EchoLink members, would be KCQQD. Like a duck on water, pedaling like mad. Go ahead, Eric.
Good evening, Brian, and everyone on the net, and all those listening far and wide. Brian, thanks for running the net. Always good to hear you getting here. And had a real busy day. Doing all that stuff that was mentioned, and moving some brush around here at the house, clearing out from that snow and ice storm we had earlier in the year. It sure was great to meet Charlie. He invited us into his home QTH to benefit from his vast experience and his collection of antennas and things. What a great house. Definitely a trendsetter when it comes to taking advantage of solar power. Just incredible, incredible place. So thanks, Charlie, again for that. And let's not forget our 10-meter Tuesday net. Tuesday nights at 8, 28.355, plus or minus. Lots of folks like getting on there with us. And it's good fun, I think. So, Brian, thanks. 7-3s to you and all. This is KC3 QQD. Back to that.
Okay, Eric. And those of you who have not taken the time to check Eric out on the 10-meter Tuesdays net, it's a good time. So dial in 28355 tomorrow night at 8. On to my only EchoLink check-in, KB5LNC. Ron, good evening.
And good evening, Brian. Good evening, everyone on the net. Just checking in from Stafford County, Virginia. Just actually got back from a trip from visiting my daughter down in Lynchburg at Liberty University. So I'm going to keep it short, but thanks for running the net. This is KB5LNC 73.
Taking the time to dial us up on EchoLink, and we appreciate it. For those of you that do not know, my personal link, Kilo Bravo 3 Whiskey Fox Victoria - Lima, or node number 676714, is available to the Calvert Amateur Radio Association's net on Monday nights. Every Monday night I link it to the repeater, and after the net we disconnect it. So if you'd like to join the net in from out of town as the summer months come along, feel free to jump in and say hello. At this time, we're looking for any additional check-ins, any other stations for the Calvert County Amateur Radio Association's net. Call now. Are there any additional comments for tonight's net? Call now. Okay, that's a wrap. We appreciate those who checked in and the use of the Calvert Amateur Radio Association's repeater, and we look forward to catching up with everybody next week. Have a great week, guys. KB3WFE clear.
K3CAL repeater, PL 156.7.